Welcome to Arouser, your kinky escape. Today you are joining us because we are interviewing one of our lovely Arouser chat hosts. They are going to tell you all about their time on the platform, their kinks, their turn-ons, their wildest experiences, and most importantly, why they love working on Arouser and being there to chat with fine gentlemen just like you. Tune in and get turned on. And most importantly, let's have some fun today.
All right. Let's start with your Arouser chat host name.
My name is Hannah Love. Lovely to meet everyone. I'm happy to chat to you guys. I'm enjoying it already.
Where are you from, Hannah Love?
So I was born in Amsterdam years ago, but I now live in Cape Town, South Africa. Lovely place to be in.
Gorgeous. And how long have you been sexting using the Arouser platform?
I've been on Arouser since January this year. Very enjoyable, lovely people I meet. I'm having a great time.
Awesome. When did you first hear of or start exploring sissification as a fetish?
Well, there were a few men approaching me, mostly men, obviously, or actually all men that approached me with asking me to help them become a sissy, which is obviously no problem for me. I can be a very good mistress or master and trying to get rid of your maleness. No problem for me.
So you first heard of it using Arouser, or had you been aware of sissification before you were using the platform?
No, it was definitely on Arouser that someone came up with with this whole idea. I had to look it up, to be honest. But when I found out what it actually is, I found it quite intriguing and very cool to get into, do some role playing and making this fantasy come true for most men.
Did you Google it?
Yes, I Googled it for sure.
You can Google life, can't you?
Oh my gosh, you can find everything on Google.
Yes. Okay, and in regards to sissification, does sissification turn you on as a host personally? And if so, what about sissification turns you on yourself?
It does turn me on. I must honestly tell you, I'm naturally more a dominant type of girl, but just being dominant for a bit also enjoy a lot. Just talking about tying someone to the bed, climbing on top of them, and telling me what they want me to do with them is definitely arousing. Yes,
gorgeous. What is the wildest or most intense sissification experience you've had while sexting on the Arouser platform?
I think it's definitely someone who approached me who was in chastity. So he was already tied down and he was ready for me to be humiliated. And I think it was definitely one of the most hectic experiences I had. But it was exhilarating. It was, very arousing, actually. But it was, I enjoyed that a lot.
Were you only texting or was he sending images as well to you, pictures?
We started texting and then the images came up and I saw him in chastity. And then I actually started to humiliate him because that was what he enjoyed. That was what aroused him.
What kind of things did you do to humiliate him in that session?
Well, I obviously refer to his very small penis and that he wasn't worth my female body. And he would not be able to satisfy me with his small dick. And that was something that was really turning him on.
You're good at it. I can tell already.
Good girl.
So what are the best qualities that you personally look for in a sissy to train, in your personal opinion?
I truly love it when a man will surrender to me. So I will be in full control. I will dominate and he will let me do whatever I want him to do. He can demand me to do stuff, but I'm still in control and I decide.
Gorgeous.
So you should surrender 100%.
Spoken like a true dominant woman.
Uh-huh.
And is there a specific type of member you've noticed based on your experience on Arouser that is into the sissification fetish? So have you noticed a similarity between the types of men that are requesting this fetish from you? Is there any similarities there in the type of man that requests this?
No, to be honest, no, it seems to me that there's also, and I think that's a misunderstanding, but there's a lot of heterosexual men that also enjoy this type of sex and have this fantasy. So it's not necessarily having to do with being a bisexual or even gay. I think also as a heterosexual man, this could be something that you can explore. I can't really pinpoint a certain customer that comes for this fetish.
It's all across the board is what you're saying for you. You're getting
100%.
You get bisexual, you get bicurious, you also get straight, you get everything. Alpha.
100%. And I've also noticed men that I've chatted to that were like dominant in the beginning and then later on decided they wanted to try something else and wanted to become more submissive and even letting me control everything. People want to try a lot of things for sure,
just for the experience, right? And it's a safer way to do it when they're sexting. They don't have to worry about being seen unless they want to be seen, so it's more
100%,
right?
100%. And Arouser obviously offers the best platform to just try out your wildest fantasies. I mean, you can try out something,
yeah, exactly, without having to do it.
Exactly.
It's all in your mind.
100%.
So why do you think men in general enjoy being sissified or being sissies based on what you've experienced?
It could be a way to let go of control. Maybe some men are in controlling positions work-wise or career-wise and would just love to lose control. And let someone else decide for them. And that might be the reason that men find this fantasy or want to play it out.
Right, exactly. Okay, so in closing, why don't you tell people all across the internet a little bit more about you and why they should come see you on Arouser specifically? This is your time to promote yourself, girl. Get it.
Yes. Well, I'm very fun. I'm very witty, but I'm also very sexual and I'm very bold. Please try everything with me. I'm mostly applauded by men for my descriptive text, so I can go into detail very much. But I'm also very loving and I love to remember you as my customer. I love to make customized pictures. I love to actually build a connection together and chat more often with each other, maybe even take it to video chat to show you more of me, which I truly enjoy. So yeah, I think there's a lot of me out there, and please come and have a look. I love to chat.
Gorgeous. Thank you so much for your time today, Hannah Love.
Sure.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. We hope you had a great time. If you'd like to follow us, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Our addresses are in the description below. You can also hit up arouser.com if you'd like to get to know any of our lovely chat hosts and have a good time of your own. Thanks again, and we will talk to you soon. Till then, stay kinky, my friends.